This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Janice DiCrescenzo, JanicDiCrescenzo, date of birth 09-19, September 19, 1953, date of appointment November 18, 2022, requesting physician Trisha Viola, TheresaViola, MD. Dear Dr. Viola, I have the pleasure of seeing Janice DiCrescenzo today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she is 69-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman who came to my office with the sister. She has a history of meningioma and tension type headache. She also has a history of neck pain. Presently, she does not have any symptoms. Her last MRI done on 1/10/2019, which shows stable right frontal 15 mm calcified meningioma, no significant change in size as when compared to the previous brain MRI of 1/4/2018. Age-related parenchymal volume loss and chronic white matter microvascular ischemic changes. For pain, she is taking gabapentin 300 milligram 3 times daily. She was taking gabapentin 300 milligram 3 times daily. She is not taking anymore. She has anxiety and her psychiatric issue also. She has a tremors of the hand, which are action tremor. Past medical history, meningioma, chronic tension time headache. Neck discomfort, anxiety, depression, arthritis, hyperlipidemia, hypertension, insomnia, tremors. Past surgical history, colonoscopy, hand incision, oral surgery, tooth extraction, tonsillectomy, allergy to benztropine and ibuprofen. Medication, clonazepam 0.5 milligram 3 to 4 times a day, metoprolol, bupropion 150 milligram daily, pregabalin 25 milligram 1 capsule 2 times daily, rizavestatin 5 milligram daily, olanzapine 7.5 milligram at bedtime, mirtazapine 30 milligram at bedtime, vitamin D, calcium. Social history, does not smoke cigarette, does not drink alcohol, retired, divorced, lives alone, no children. Family history, mother deceased, father deceased, had MI, one sister. Review of the system, I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she has anxiety. Physical examination, blood pressure 180 over 90, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2 regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen, soft balls on present, Next, suppose there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis, and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry. Tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug, normal, hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift. There is no rigidity, no tremor, motor system examination. There is no rigidity, but action tremor present. Motor system examination is strength 5 or 5, deep tender reflex is 2 or 4. Plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination revealed presence of pin prick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Assessment and plan, 69-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman, whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number 1, meningioma. Number 2, neck pain. Number 3, headache. Number 4, tremors. Number 5, anxiety. Number 6, depression. Next paragraph. At this time, patient does not have any symptoms. Related to the meningioma. So there is no need to repeat any MRI at this time. But I will see her back in 1 year. And if necessary, I will order the MRI of the brain. She does not have any headache also. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient. I would like to see her back in my office in 1 year.